The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Nice little gospel passage we have in front of us today. Of course, you remember that the shorter the gospel passage, the longer the homily. So strap yourselves in. Now look, we see in the first reading from the book of Joshua, and really throughout the Old Testament, that people are struggling with worship of God versus idolatry. So in whom or in what do they trust? Who do they obey? What do they obey? For what do they give their lives? For what do they spend their time, their resources? Right? What is the focus of their lives? And we see here that it's very difficult for even a people who are supposedly set aside to worship God to in fact worship God, to give God our time, our energy, our strength, our whatever it may be, whatever we have and whatever we are, to give it to God. And yet here then in the gospel we see something of the key to it all, in that we have to embrace Jesus as children. And we should imagine for ourselves, you know, these little children, street urchins or not, you know, like smelly and dirty children or whatever. You know children. I know we have some children today. I'm not trying to offend you, especially you, Anthony, I know. You know, children are smelly and whatever. So, and you know, they're not allowed in polite society. You know what I mean? It's like, please, like, this is what it is, right? The disciples are like, "Jesus, we're about serious business. And look, I mean, come on, children, got to get rid of these guys, because we're about serious business." He's like, no, right? If we think that's what it is, because, of course, we're all missioned to bring God's love to life in the world, and that's the most serious thing there is. But how does it happen? It happens when we become like children, and we want to climb all over Jesus, want to hug him and hold him and want to be held by him. We want to play with him. We want to spend all our time with, right? Jesus, captivating person in ways that those children really would have seen and many adults would have blocked out. Well, today, right, we have to recapture that heart of a child, that unwavering trust in Jesus, that fixation on what's in front of us, right? The fixation on Jesus, fixing our hearts and our minds on him, wanting to spend all our time with him and enjoy his presence, right? Those children, even probably more than the disciples, would have experienced the peace of Jesus' embrace, the joy of being in his presence. And that's ours today. If we don't have that, we don't have the mission. We cannot do anything if we are not with Jesus. So today it's ours to be with Jesus, to run after him, to climb over him, whatever, to focus our hearts and our minds solely on him, so that then we can be about his work. But let's focus on loving Jesus, trusting Jesus, following Jesus in all things. The rest will fall into place from there.